Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right. Welcome to the American Nation Show. Another week, another Wednesday. The number is 347-637-3942. 347-637-3942. And we have a special guest tonight, but before we do that, I am so proud of something that happened to me earlier this week. I was asked by a publisher to review this book, because it's related to my book, about Oreos, Transracial Adoption. It's not the trans you're thinking of, it's the good trans, right? So this is an actual thing where a white family adopts a black child, and the culture is different when they grow up, and that's exactly how I grew up too. So the surprise is, I got this book in the mail. I forgot about it totally. That was back in March, but look what happened. I am on the back. My quote is in there. You can see my name right there. There it is. And I wrote this thing, so I'm very pleased. That's amazing. I am so blown away by that. But that's a small talk. A lot of things going on in this world. But we want to go back to last year with our guest, Mr. Mike Rigobrandt. We're going to talk about his campaign, New York District number 2 for Congressman. So I'm going to bring him on. Mr. Rigobrandt, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me
out. You are probably one of the most humble people I know. You're pretty awesome. You were in the spotlight for parts of last year, maybe 2 years. I don't know how long it takes to do a campaign like that, preparation. So could you explain a little bit, but before we go there, we can get to that later. Tell us about yourself and your career and what you did.
Yeah, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I served in the Navy just over 9 years. I was assistant 773 at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. And then from there, went on to and spent my time with the 1st Marine Division. So I signed 4th Marines and I was in Iraq. 5th Marines all throughout there. Which I really absolutely love my guys. From there I came out in 2007. I did a book post running around trying to figure out how to write a book. Up to then ending my career out of December 1st period. Type of squad where I was working on homicides and high profile cases at that point.
Wow, that's quite a change there.
It was a great journey. I'd always wanted to be a detective. When I was 10, I grew up in Coney Island, Brooklyn, during the crack wars and all that going on.
Yeah.
And, there was a woman that lived down the hall from me, very beautiful lady, like some of my very beautiful, very sweet. And her husband at the time was definitely different. They were having a dispute in the apartment, and they were standing there, stood out in the hallway. She was living on the same floor as we did. So my mother ran out, and me being anything of it, I just ran out behind. That's someone, something like about 80 something. I thought that was a horrific, scene. So I watched a woman, my mother holding a woman while she died there in the lobby. It was pretty traumatic at the time, but men and women seemed sure. They were well dressed, very professional and very calm. Very, very quickly. So to me, it was it was just very transformative. It was very, very impactful for me. And I knew from then on that's what I wanted to do. I help people, but I wanted to help people the way they're doing things like that. I wanted to do it. Those kinds of things from happening. So it kind of shaped my path. It still does for certain largely, honestly. It's part of who I am.
That's excellent. Are you doing good for the community? And just like you served the Navy, you served, as law enforcement. So you got that desire to serve. So I think that's fantastic. And your Navy, the military has put so many people ahead of where they are. That's the next step. I mean, you're going to do things you never did in the civilian world. So thank you for your service.
Very strong person to spend that much time in the military.
Well, it's not really like the Marine Corps or the Navy, it's the Air Force.
Still, it's
Well, thank you. Thank you. Tell us about your, why did you run for office? Were you fed up? Was it something you saw? Or what motivated you to do this?
It's a number of factors. Criminal law has become more and more politicized, harder and harder to do our jobs. Cases where small children, young babies being murdered, and cases wouldn't be prosecuted or kind of. That nature is being very frustrating. So that coupled with just either advocating for the most insane, backwards policies imaginable, coupled with the so-called, you know, right side of politics where they were just weak, you know, I just saw so much weakness and just so much aggressiveness. I couldn't, it just didn't make me crazy. I was like, all right, do something, you know. So I spent a lot of time, everybody, you know, you're on Twitter or you're on social media and you're kind of posting and you're like, fight back, do something, you know, stand up for that, don't allow that, you know, do something to get the thing back to right again, you know. And you always, and for me, it was, I was waiting for somebody to stand up and say something, somebody to stand up and do something. But nobody was. And I realized, like, somebody, I want to sit in my ass, I could stand up and do something. And I knew it would be I knew it was a long shot. I knew it would be a very difficult thing to do. I wasn't really 100% invested, honestly, in the meeting. I was kind of like, very sick, but you know, awful toxic. And my wife, Hope, was very, very motivated. You know, she really pushed me to kind of do it amongst others, amongst other veterans, amongst other kind of do it because it was needed. And that's the thought we had. Hey, if this is a place of attention, put some pressure on it. Just open the door to people, see if people see that it's done, you know. So that's what we did. We invested fully in the campaign, self-funded it for the most part. Extremely strong group of volunteers that really helped carry us through to the end. Every step of the way, we were told, beginning of it, we were told we were going to make it onto the ballot. And then on the ballot, we were told that, you know, we would, you know, anything like that. There's always like this kind of negative pushback from what I consider to be like establishment type things or establishment type politicians.
Right.
The Uniparty.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So they want to keep things the way they are, so they keep stealing.
Yes.
A lot of pushback from them.
I've heard that happening, yes.
Yes.
With other campaigns, yes, it's amazing. Yes.
They sued us during the ballot process.
Oh.
During the petitioning process. They sued us multiple times. For the candidates, both of the candidates. We had to deal with that. We had to deal with all kinds of toxic, you know, disgusting statements and mischaracterizations. You know, they were digging for dirt. But honestly, like, pretty boring guy for the most part. Like, they go to work, do my job, like, in my family.
Right.
But there wasn't much for them to really grab onto. They were trying to, you know, try and say, oh, look, you know, there was a lot of that. There was a lot of the negativity, stealing their yard signs. You know,
wow.
Trying to just all kinds of nice stuff. But at the end of the day, I don't regret the campaign at all. I mean, it cost us a lot. We spent savings on it, spent a lot of money and time on it. But out of that grew this wonderful group of volunteers, friends that we have now for life. That now is growing. We're forming a nonprofit. We're in the process of a nonprofit. We're going to target public corruption. Official bureaucrats, agencies, whatever it might be, we're going to seek out that corruption and we're going to expose it for this. We came across so much of this, you know, so many things that are just completely antithetical to anything that's, you know, good and right in the world, that truly are what's allowing for what's going on right now. So called deep state, it's really just bureaucrats that are in control of bureaucrats too. So you can be fought. People need to realize you can't fight that. You can push back against it. You can arrest it. You know, there should not be some all-knowing, all-powerful agency somewhere that decides your face. It's just not how it's supposed to be. And you can actually absolutely fight back against that. But it takes an army. It takes a lot of people coming together to say no more, to stand up and fight. So for me, it was, you know, getting to a point where I was looking for a leader and I didn't see one. So unfortunately, I had to do one.
So, you know, yeah. yeah, since I can see your military coming out because, and you know, you want action, right? You want stuff done, and people are nice, too nice, maybe. And as a detective, the same thing. You want to get stuff done, but and then the same people that are doing this to you are running or running the state, whatever you're shooting for, whatever office you're going at. These people, this is how they act. This is incredible. Yes. So do something about it. You know, the truth is the truth. You know, whatever, however it hurts. That's how it goes. You want to get the job done, you got to get it done. So this is I've heard this from California tenants. I guess it's really bad there out west, where they try to knock people off, you know, little by little. And, you know, we can corruption, the same thing happened here in New York. That's incredible. This is supposed to be a democracy or republic. Well, they're a democracy. There's no democracy where I live, but that's public, I think, right? This is well, the way they do things, and you know, it's kind of like a mafia. It really is. Yeah. The smile on your face. Yeah, I believe that. You're talking about Congress, one of the sacred places of corruption, of the center of corruption of the United States of America. So if you got in, I've heard this from other people, they will threaten you for votes, and you're not your own person. You're a freshman Congress. That drives me crazy. You're representing your state. There's no hierarchy in Congress. I don't like that kind of stuff. It's not about rank. It's craziness. Yes. Right. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. you hit the right word, corporation. That's what this is all about. People are paid off. It's just like, Manchin in West Virginia, and I can't remember her name, in Arizona, but they run over them eventually. They run them down, and they make a deal with them because things get serious after a while, and you know, you're going to have to give in. What people think. So unless you can, and then there's so many, it's not a good place to be. If you would have went there, then great. You know, it's good. We need people that care about the communities, the most important thing in their states, and families and children. As I saw you on the video talking about, parents should be in charge of the children. Why? And it's like, it makes you wonder. What do you see in New York? Things that are different. I mean, do you have? I don't see this in Ohio. Do you see the transgenders in New York? Or are you out in town?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about these. I think it had some people, some transit that were stripping on the White House lawn just like a week or so ago. And they always want to be with kids. They always want to be in front of the kids. They're just trying to prefer.
You're an adult, you want to transition to marriage, that's free. You can do it. That's entirely up to you. I can connect with other people. Possibly, you can get a lot of parts you from this and all those things going on there. Reinforcing this business and what's going on. But again, they're right. You want to live that way? But why? It's appropriate, all right, to be standing on time. It's a drag queen story hour, right? It's, you know, they're just reading books to kids.
Wow, yeah.
It's extremely, you know, sexualized shows. I'm like, yeah, okay, no. You know, no, this is well beyond any kind of remotely appropriate behavior. You know, when I was a rookie on the job, right? Yeah, part-time. I had maybe 2 months on the street at this point. I was pretty new. Women and small children come up to myself and come up to the house. There's a man over there by the bathroom who's exposing himself. So we start heading towards the house. By the time we got to the park, some kids come up to the house hiding there. So we left him. He's exposed to multiple counts. And history is pretty harsh in the court system. You know, if you want to ask him, he's got a long history of doing this. He's a sexual predator. We had a long history of doing this. He had violent sexual assault in his family. His children. Now, we're putting these people on his life. We're somehow acting like they're heroes. And I've seen heroes. You know, I've seen heroes in the department. I've seen heroes overseas in the military as well. I mean, I see what a real hero is.
Right, right.
It really makes me sick to think that this is where we've gotten to. You know, a nation that's gotten so immoral, when it's been allowed to become so obsessed with their bodies to this degree, it can't stand. It can't stand on its own. This is a rot, a weakness from within. You know, and they're encouraging it, allowing it. Being honest here, I think that this is their only path forward to try and undo the system that they think is bad.
Yeah, you know, I finished college in 2017, and that's what I saw. I saw stuff like that on campus, and communism is the way, and down with capitalism. I mean, they're teaching these kids, you know, they're teaching this, the professors are doing this.
Socialism.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have you been to communist countries?
I have. I've seen pretty horrific stories.
Mm-hmm.
I guess very clear. Yeah. We're seeing a lot of racist rape. Some of the sick and injured. We're treating them like for about nothing. It was only going to come to us. You know, at that point, the gospel of the city, if you go there, you made it strong.
I've seen that too, you know, because I think we visited Hungary. The same thing with the aircraft and everything else they have in the programs. Government runs it all, and government doesn't do good things. So they don't make good things. They make plain vanilla, whatever, and there's nothing special about it. It's just generic. It's like you describe a base. That's what bases look like. The buildings are all generic for government.
And the ones you've been to every single one.
Yes. Right. Yes. Absolutely. Then you get nothing. Like, you go down to Cuba, there's no meat. There's hardly any meat anywhere. There's one brand of everything, just like it was in Hungary when I was there in 2001. There's only one of everything, and nothing works. So nothing works well. Yeah. Yes, I just saw that yesterday. And come the right way. That's, you know, come the right way. Don't, you know, this is incredible. I know New York's probably overran, you know, now, and I can't. You know, I was going to visit there for some kind of book thing later this summer. I'm not sure if I want to go now, you know, to one of these festivals. So. Yeah.
Not very much practice. is not very, very much about it. It isn't what it used to be, even crucified. You know, it's really just kind of gone unfortunately. But there's no rules, right? There's no consequence. You know, you can do anything you want for the most part. And, you know, you'll get released right back out again. You know, so you take away consequences. People are going to feel really...
Right. Yeah, so you got Eric Adams, the swagger man with no plan. Oh, my goodness, I can't believe what he's doing. You know, he's asking people for rooms. Hey, rent your room. It's like $500 a month? Is that serious? Are you gonna, what's that going to do for you? Nothing. You don't have any idea who these people are. Yeah.
Maybe
I'm afraid of that. Yes. Yeah, there are Chinese coming to the border. And, you know, hello. You're not from South America, okay? What are you doing down here? Come on, you know, this is a job. But they got the National Guard down there. That's not their job. They're not trained for that. They shouldn't be there. That's their go-to. The National Guard is the go-to for everything that they can't do, and then they can blame it on them. Border Patrol. I used to work with those guys, you know, we used to fly with, you know, around them or whatever down in Tucson, but I feel bad for those guys. You know, they're undermanned, and they're outruled, and they can't do their job. Why even have a Border Patrol? Right.
You know, they were quick to blame this person. Not that it actually wasn't working involved at all.
Right.
It was a retraction.
Yeah. Man, they're making them look like the Klan.
Push their narrative. That border is by far the clearest, biggest, you know, danger. 100%. You know, open border is the most
clear presentation we have. Right? I agree. And then, see, right.
First and foremost.
I agree. And it's not that the border, you know, I feel bad for people in Texas. And guess what? It affects everybody. They're coming up north. And there's so many people that can't all stay in one state. And I feel bad, really. Texas, Florida, all these southern states, Arizona. And this is... This is one of the things that, I mean, they're saying that the governor of Arizona is linked to the cartel. So, yeah. Wow.
Money laundering is just me, the bride would be, go home and go and pay for it. It's, you know, it's amazing to me that, you know, heavenly collection, right? We go back to the regularity.
I watched that. Yep.
More and more video. It proves at best, and that's from being very nice, but realistically it shows fair and an unbalanced process. Very much set to make sure that the optimal one
I totally believe that, but the thing is, things like this happen, and the little bit of evidence you get, would have got us in jail already. You know, the heck of a person. Yeah. Yeah. Question. Okay, you tell me, what is like a typical sentence, just a rough sentence for somebody who breaks a window or something like that? Because, you know, entering the Capitol is not a crime if they open the door.
Instigating these kinds of things. The bigger crime was committed by the so-called January 6th Commission that doctored evidence withheld evidence,
yes,
threatened people, ruined people's lives simply to push their own narrative, which is proven over and over to be false. Those people should be charged. Obviously, they should be charged.
Right.
They should be criminal charges for things he did. So it should be law for other situations.
Yeah, you notice, I don't know if you saw the video of Nancy Pelosi with her daughter filming her leaving with, like, a production. And then I guess when she walked in, one of the, somebody from the media, from investigator, whoever, was there when it happened, and they had video of her and the other guy, I can't remember his name, the Speaker of the House. They had, or no, it was the Senator, the guy from New York, from your state, they recognized the people that came in. They recognized the people that did a lot of that damage. Like, they knew it was happening, and, like, it was planned, and they refused to have the National Guard there, which later on, you know, my wife has a friend that was a guardsman there, and they said they treated him like dirt, some of the congressmen. They didn't want to be there. We had that big wall around there. That wall, all of a sudden, appeared out of nowhere. Logistics of that, it had to be planned. There's no way. Yes. Yes. Yes, right.
These unknown actors that already the damage being done, but still unidentified, right? Blurry and grandma, you know, can't identify these guys.
Okay. Yes. Hello, the store, you know, magnetic. Yeah, it has to be open from the inside. Yeah. Absolutely. Incredible.
It's, you know, it's amazing to me that anybody can really sit back and look at that thing and think about it. You know, the Soviets were, you know, before it was the Soviet Union, right? And the Bolsheviks in 1917 trying to stage their coup. You know, even Hitler in the 30s trying to stage, 20s trying to stage, you know, this coup. Near these types of events to generate sympathy or to generate attention to their side, to malign the other side's false flag operations that they conducted, to kind of throw off that public support and get people looking this whole field of destruction. Like the magician, right? Look over here, now over here.
Right,
now,
right.
And it's no more than that. Genesis was no more than that. Problem if people are so willing to look at that event.
Yeah, you got to think about what you're looking at and what this is about. And all the timing and all the coincidences, and people just see what they see on TV, and then they have the doctored videos they show you of things that didn't actually happen. And Tucker Carlson brought a lot of that stuff to light. And he's like, "Look, we knew. I knew. A friend of mine is an attorney for one of the J6ers. He was telling me there's so much video out there that exonerates everybody that was there because it was." Totally. And they're not letting you guys break. I have two friends, husband and wife in my area, that are under house arrest. They arrested them at home. So they couldn't leave. And the sheriff goes by every so many hours. This is so ridiculous. And these are really good people. Ex-Navy guy, he was actually in Top Gun, the first movie. He was in the background. And he's a pilot and a mechanic and everything. And they're the best people in the world. I talked to them the day before they left. I didn't go because it was too cold for me to be outside in D.C. So, but that's not the point. That's your right to do it. It's your right. And then they're taking your rights away. So nobody's going to do that again. Who's going to do that again? Go to a Trump rally? Nobody. Nobody. Because the police there are the thugs. The Capitol Police are the brown shirts of the Senate and the Congress, in my opinion.
Like the brown shirts, the Democrats, right? The
weaponized
version of the Democrat Party, the brown shirts, right?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, the man like the Proud Boys to worship.
They're racist. They're racist and they're ranked by black people. Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
We recently saw a video of a so-called Patriot Front. It's nearly over the US dog, and it was totally out of Boston. So that's the end of the
matter.
Yeah. Those two guys are both tied to NT, but they're both tied. That's really dumb.
Wow.
And honestly say that, you know, you don't
need to. Yeah.
Only gone to his nation. I have friends that are on, this left the subject of Democrats. And so, the Democrats, even they're something now. They're like, what is this? This is not, you don't know. Because it's not anything remotely about people, whatever it is. It's a completely bastardized version of reality. It's worth it. But, again, it's for a purpose, right? It's to destabilize and undermine the entire nation and culture if you were to bring about their own control. Klaus Schwab serving as president.
Oh, God. Yeah, no thanks. No thanks. I get my beat for the Bush, too. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So do you expect to see him with that AM, you know? Dr. Evil. These people are real. They are real. They're out there. And so this is right. WEF. Look at this. Is goes there. All those people like Dan Crenshaw, you can't trust. They go there. Just like Milley, right? General Milley. All these people are leaders. Yeah.
This general, a so-called general, of China intelligence, what's going on? That is the most.
Yes, it is. You and I both know that. And they didn't arrest him. We would have been in the brig if we did something like that. Yes. Right. Right.
The weakness is amazing. But the one, I guess, sort of last of the whole, you know who's strong, you know who's part of this whole ridiculous Kabbalah push or whatever nonsense, and you know who's not. You know?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go back to your campaign for a second. Did you have a campaign manager?
I did. So it's in the very beginning of my life.
Yes. Yeah, cool.
In a very integral part of the campaign, I had a group effort in a lot of ways. So, social media stuff done, and help with some of the other stuff out with, as far as like speaking and kind of things properly or get things rambling or not, you know,
right.
They all kind of played a certain role in it, so I just now think that would be the one.
Awesome. Yeah, you don't think about those things, you know. It's like, you have to be a presenter of some kind. You got to be like plastic sometimes, right? Yes, right.
And having coupled that with actually keeping people's attention, you know, into what we were talking about and into the conversation. With this is a very difficult process. Things are better for the end.
Yeah. So this is really good, actually. You got one season under your belt, and a friend of mine told me, Mr. Ralph Binko, who's like real big in the past, in the history, and you know, he knows a lot of people, and I think he's done work at the White House. Anyway, he says, run for office, fail, get the next recognition, the next time you run, you have a lot better chance to probably get into whatever office you want to, at a smaller state level, city, state, and then federal. So good advice. So people know who you are. Your name recognition is going to be higher. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. So you grew up as a poor kid, right? Your parents worked hard, but you remember Joe Biden, you know, he grew up in Scranton as a regular guy. So, not really. He wasn't even there for a year or whatever. So that's what you deal with. People just lie. You can't get an honest person anymore. So, okay. Yeah. You're right. And, you know, just like as a veteran, you and I, that was the number one thing. I made a mistake. I messed up. And people will admit that. If you don't, then you get questioned and you need to consider leaving or whatever. Can't have that on the team. Totally the most important thing. Integrity. Yeah. Yes, right. Your wingman, or whatever the Navy calls it. So, is there anything else you want to talk about or say before we go? Oh, man. Thank you very much, sir. That means a lot coming from you. Thank you for your service and your service after the military just as much. So I think you did 30 years too. So. Excellent. So where can people reach you? Or do your Facebook page, or do you have any? Okay. Yeah, when you have that ready, let me know. I'll advertise it. I'll push it. So. No problem. I appreciate you coming on, and thank you for joining us. I love this conversation. I enjoyed it, and you've done so many things. The people who run for office go the extra step. Like, people talk about it, but when you get in that and you actually do it, that makes, I mean, that's the whole, people turning the corner. Just like people writing books or people starting a business, it's the same thing. You made it happen.
Be courageous, right?
That's right. That's right. Yes. Absolutely, sir. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program, and hope to have you on again sometime. You too. Thank you. Goodbye. Mr. Mike Braverman, absolutely great career, Navy detective in New York City. Ran for Congress, and you know how that goes. I've heard so many terrible stories about things that happen. California is probably the worst, has to be the worst state for anything, politics and shadiness, and I don't know. New York's not that bad. Not as bad, but it's bad. I think we're all getting that way. Anyway, next week on the American Legion Show, I don't know, I have an Air Force recruiter who's going to be on, and we're going to talk about what that's like, because there's a lot of things that changed since I was in. And, you know, they're hard to get people, so if anybody else wants to join in, go right ahead. So anyway, I got to run in this broadcast. See you next week. God bless America, and see you next week. Bye.